第2項
On September 3, 1928, scientist Alexander Fleming went to his office to check on the bacteria he was studying. He noticed that some of the bacteria had been destroyed while he was gone, and other bacteria were still living. Little did he know at that time that he had accidentally made one of the most important discoveries in history, the first modern antibiotic.Fleming was born in Scotland in 1881. He did well in school, and by the time he was 25 years old, he had earned a degree in medicine. He moved to London in 1918 to perform medical research at St. Mary's Hospital, which was then part of the University of London. This is where he made his amazing discovery. As part of his research, Fleming was working with bacteria that cause different sicknesses, like food poisoning.He was hoping to learn from these bacteria and use that knowledge to fight other major illnesses. But Fleming was a disorganized man, and his office was usually messy. In August 1928, he had grown some bacteria on petri dishes and then left for a holiday with his family. When he returned at the beginning of September, he saw that one of the dishes was contaminated with mold. He was shocked to find that the mold had destroyed the bacteria.While the bacteria that did not touch the mold were not destroyed. Fleming wondered what might be in the mold that destroyed the bacteria. He performed more experiments to see if the mold destroyed other bacteria and was stunned to learn that it did. Fleming knew that he had found a way to destroy certain bacteria, which meant that he could cure many illnesses. But when he published his research in 1929, people did not pay much attention.It was hard to convince people of the importance of his research because the active substance in the mold, which he called penicillin, took a long time to destroy the bacteria. Finally, around 1940, a pair of scientists noticed Fleming's research and understood the medical potential. They set to work making the mold better at destroying bacteria. The medicine they invented has saved millions of lives.Since doctors started using penicillin to treat illnesses around the world, Fleming has been given many awards, including the Nobel Prize in Medicine, which many consider the most prestigious award a scientist can receive. The office where Fleming found the mold has been turned into a museum, so visitors can see what his office looked like back in 1928. There are many schools and buildings named after Fleming, and his face appears on money in Scotland.Even an asteroid has been named after him. However, Fleming did not like being famous. He thought the two other scientists who developed his discovery should get the credit for inventing penicillin, as they were the people who made the medicine work. But without Fleming discovering the mold and striving to share the knowledge, penicillin might never have come to be.